What's up, guys? You're listening to Body Fluent. Welcome to Body Fluent, guys. I'm your host, Rebecca Tran, and welcome to this week's episode. Guys, I haven't been on Body Fluent in so long, but it only feels long because I was on vacation for a week in Florida for my spring break. So I thought I was going to have time to pre-film Body Fluent, and I promised y'all that I would, and I accidentally just ran out of time. And let me tell y'all, so before I went to Florida, I was going through this big family drama, and it was just so bad that, like, I literally was crying almost every single day before I went to Florida. And I was doing so much work because the quarter was ending, and I was trying to get my grades up, retaking a test, like, every single day. So I just did not have time to film Body Fluent, and I was like, you know what, I just need to get this shit done, and, like, if I have time, I have time. And I did not have time, but I tried to be really active on Body Fluent. Like, I would post a lot of question things, and that's what I wanted to do, like, kind of a Q&A episode just to catch up with you guys, you know, like, you know, ask you guys, like, how you guys are doing and all that stuff. And I posted a lot of pictures, though. So if you guys want to see, like, you know, how my Florida trip was, definitely check my personal Instagram. It's in my bio on Body Fluent, but it's also Rebecca Tran, just with an extra R in the front. But yeah, I posted a lot of pictures. It was definitely really fun. I toured a college there, and just a nice way to relax after, like, all of that drama and crying and all that stuff. It was so unnecessary, and just, I'm so glad it was over with. And I didn't see my bae that much, though, so I kind of missed him over spring break, I guess. But I miss y'all so much, and I just want to, you know, let y'all know that I'm here for you. And I'm just so excited to do an episode like this again, because I just love talking to y'all, and when you guys, like, send me questions, I can actually see, like, what you guys want to hear from me, and, like, you know, see my opinion on certain topics or whatever. So this is, like, all the questions I had from the Google form, and also just, like, my Instagram. I'll, like, I sent, like, your questions there, too, which is totally fine. But let's get started with this week's episode. So the first question that I'm witnessing right now is, how can I stop hurting people around me? I always try to make everyone feel okay, but sometimes I just explode out of nowhere and be bitchy to everyone. Now, this is a question where when I read it before I even, like, you know, read it on Body Fluent, I was just like, damn, because for me, I do the same exact thing. Like, sometimes you kind of hurt people and you don't mean it in, like, any bad way. It's just you're doing badly, and then obviously, like, your mind is kind of negative, and then you accidentally take it out on people. I'm not going to lie, I do that too. And I just want to say that you have to kind of know how to space yourself out of certain situations. Like, if you see yourself getting really mad, tempered, upset, and you're literally about to, like, you know, react on a situation, and you know that other people is not going to have, like, a good reaction to it, because you're like, damn. Because if someone says something mean to me, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, why would you say that? You know, it's not pleasing to hear from the other side. So just kind of think, like, if you're not doing well, kind of separate yourself out of that situation so you can prevent anything. And if you do, you know, hurt the person and it's, like, unintentional, apologize for what you did. Taking accountability is something that I have learned over the past few years, because I used to always want to be like, oh, I'm right. And sometimes you are right, but sometimes you're wrong too, and you need to take accountability for not always being correct. And I think that's something I struggle with, because, you know, you want to hear people, you don't want people to hear your opinion and your values too. And the fact that you have to admit that you're wrong, you're like, damn, like, that kind of sucks. But just, you know, learn how to space yourself out and learn how to grow. You know, if you're willing to change for someone, or you're willing to change for your friends, your significant other, then actually take action on changing. You know, don't say these words. Take action. Show people that you actually want to change to be a better version of yourself. The next question is, how to get over someone that I've liked for almost a year? It's starting to get embarrassing and I just can't believe I'm still on him. Girl, I feel you. I had a crush that I liked for a year. Did it go anywhere? No, absolutely not. But I would say, I think sometimes you just have to really knock on your head and be like, girl, this is not going anywhere. Like, it is not going to the, you know, right. It's not going to the left. It's sticking in one spot. And you just have to admit that they just don't like you back. And I know it sucks, because why would you not want someone to like you back? You're like, oh, I'm like all this, I'm all that. And they, you know, they're just not looking my way. Like, you're looking at the other way, which people are not treating you right. But when you can have me and I'm the full course meal, full course play, whatever. And you're like, what the heck? But I would say just tell yourself that, you know, they just don't like you back, and you can find better. You can find actually someone who is interested in you. I remember, like, when I had a crush for a whole year, and I was just like, bruh, this is not going anywhere, because it was literally me chasing him. I was like, okay, girl, like, you know, you gotta stop this madness. It's embarrassing. And I know sometimes it hurts because you have so many memories of you, like, trying to, like, talk to him and, like, all that stuff. And then you're still trying to get with him and it's not working. But guys, I'm telling you that the universe has something better for you and it will guide you into the better direction. Like, for me, I met my boyfriend out of nowhere. Like, I don't even, like, understand how I met him because he was literally in my class and I didn't talk to him. He was in my class and I didn't talk to him. And I met him at someone's house, and that's how we even became friends and stuff. And then, like, you know, we started catching feelings, and here we are. He asked me out, guys, by the way. Yes, I don't know if you guys knew that, but so now we're dating now. But it's just, I don't know, like, weird of, like, the story of how I met him. And I don't know, I feel like people meet each other at a random time, and maybe this one is just isn't for you, and that's okay. Just take time to find a new one. You know, it's a year, 365 days, you need to find someone new and find someone who deserves you. Another question that is on the little list is, how can I boost my confidence in school? Because I'm so awkward, especially at school. I walk so weird. You do not walk weird. You're overthinking that you do, which is fine because I do too. But I'm telling you, you walk like a badass bitch and people are dying to be you. But I would say put on like your AirPods or earbuds during school, even if people are talking to you. I know sometimes it seems really rude, but music really helps just kind of like lower the echoes of people actually being in the building too. I know for me, I used to struggle with like kind of standing there and like walking by myself to class. I'm like, damn, like, you know, people are looking at you, you look like a loner. But honestly, just having music blasted and just like walk to class, you know, get into your class and sit down, wait for your friends, or just like wait for the teacher to start talking. I know sometimes it's not that easy as it's like done being said, but I'm telling you, no one cares. It's school. People are just dying to go home. And I know that I used to be so self-conscious of the way I was like, you know, presenting myself in school, but literally no one cares. People are just trying to go home and trying to get through these different lectures, and they don't really care, and they're not paying attention. Not saying that you're not the main character, because you are, but don't overthink it, because you are a badass bitch, and you are a baddie fluent bitch, so don't even worry about that stuff. The next question is, how can I be there for my friends, like to hype them up, comfort them when they're sad, and give them advice? I love hyping people up. I love hyping my friends up, you guys. I just absolutely love like seeing people get all cute and like kind of like, oh my god, stop it, you know, like it's cute. And I just love giving advice. I feel like I'm always there for people, and I try to always be there for people. Like, you know, I started Baddie Fluent because I wanted to help people out. But I would say start off small. Like, you don't have to go in and be like, oh my god, like let me give you like a 5-page essay of like why you are like amazing or like how to help you. You don't have to do that, you know. Start off small. Like, if you see your friend like upset, just be like, oh hey, like, are you doing good, like what's going on? If they're like, no, I'm fine, just be like, no, you can tell me, like, I'm here to listen. Just letting people know that you're here to listen is definitely a key point in every single conversation, because you should be there to listen to your friend, your significant other that you want to rant to them, you know. Sometimes we vent out of nowhere. I know for me, sometimes I'm just like talking to my friends, and then all of a sudden I'm just getting really deep about it, because you just need someone to hear how you're feeling. And I know sometimes it's kind of hard to open up to people, especially if you're not close friends with them, or if, you know, people aren't used to coming to you for advice and stuff. So it's kind of hard for them to open up and like be like, wow, like this is a new person in my life who's willing to be there for me. So yeah, like take it day by day and situation by situation. Like, don't rush into it. And with like hyping your friends up or whoever, you can do that any type of day. You can do that, and you know, when they're about to go to sleep, like, oh my god, your skin looks so clear, or like, you know, your outfit looks so cute at school. Those little comments can literally make someone's day. It's just like a nice feeling to see someone like be happy over a compliment, and I know how that feels to be complimented and to also compliment someone. It feels good both ways. So yeah, make sure you're getting, you know, your daily dose of love too, but make sure you're giving it to others too. So another question that I got is, do you ever feel down just because your best friend or close friend is feeling down too? Now, this is honestly normal, but it's not a good thing, but it's also not a bad thing. So basically, I believe in codependency. I believe that people sometimes are very dependent on other people to like feel the way how they feel. That makes sense. Not saying that your friend is doing this though. I'm just saying that sometimes we tend to let our feelings get attached to one another, and then like if they're sad, we're sad. If they do a 360, we do a 360. And it's not good, you know, it's not good to depend your feelings on others. And I know sometimes it's kind of hard to like kind of latch off of that, because I know for me, I'm very like emotional and sensitive. And sometimes when I'm very sad, I like to go to my boyfriend and talk to him, and I still will. But I learned that like sometimes I'm too dependent on him to like be there for me every single second. And he is there for me whenever I need it, and I'm so grateful for him. But it's also like I need to like learn how to space out my emotions too, and learn that it's okay to like, you know, deal with it on my own and then talk to him when I feel better and when I can talk it out with him, rather than just like me straight up crying on him and not being able to even think about how I feel for a minute. And I know sometimes it's like, you know, you want to be there for your friend and you want to feel how they feel, and like, you know, you want to be in their shoes and like be able to be there for them and express how, you know, you feel for them, which is totally fine. Like, that's different. The difference is Codependency is when you are feeling the way your friend is feeling, and like if your friend is sad, you're sad. If you're sad, your friend is sad, and that's just not good. You know, you can't latch to your feelings like that. If you're feeling sad because you see your friend upset and you want to be there for them, but you still have your own thoughts, then that's good. You know, it's just kind of like learning the difference between those two. I think also I'm taking like psychology right now, and we're kind of learning about like bipolar depression, just like, you know, kind of codependent on someone, and like when you're leaning on someone to like be there for you. And I just had a whole lesson about that today, and it really just opened my mind on how like I might be doing that myself. So I'm definitely going through the same thing as you. So yeah, if you ever need to talk to me, DM me. I'm always here for you. Another question, kind of moving different topics, is any tips on getting your first kiss and any tips on how to kiss someone? I feel like your first kiss happens out of nowhere. Like my first kiss with my boyfriend, it happened out of nowhere. Like I can't remember like why or how it happened, but I think we were just talking and we just kissed each other. We were in the car. And yeah, it just happened. I feel like it just happens naturally, and you can't really force it to happen because it's gonna happen on its own at the time you want it though. And I would say any tips is just don't use tongue too much, you know. Know how to like kind of mix your lips and your tongue. And yeah, it depends if you want your first kiss to be a peck or a French kiss. I think for me and him just had a French kiss as our first kiss together, but it was good. I don't know if he's gonna kill me for saying this, but I hope he doesn't. But yeah, that's my tips on your first kiss. Let me know how it goes, because I love hearing people's like first kiss stories. I think it's so cute, and I want to know how it is. Going back into the whole like friendship topic and all that stuff, how do you deal with rumors, and why do you think people spread them? I think rumors are stupid, and it's kind of hard to understand why people would spread rumors in the first place. I think sometimes people just talk shit, you know. I talk shit, a lot of people talk shit. It's kind of normal in a way, but I think people sometimes just, you know, talk shit, and then they like twist people's words and they start a new rumor. Or some people are just out to get you, which is kind of like sad. You know, you don't know why, and you don't know what you did for people to like, you know, make a hatred comment about you. But honestly, not everyone likes you, and I learned that the hard way. And it's okay that not everyone likes you though, because as long as you like yourself and you're good with who you are as a person, it doesn't matter. And I would say that why would people spread them? I think people just spread them because they have nothing to do better with their life. And it sucks, but you know what? People will find something they love to do sooner or later. And if they need to like do this or like talk shit first to find that, you know, passion in life, then let them talk their shit, because you're still on your motherfucking grind. Another question is, how can I have a better relationship with my parents? Now, I ask myself this question all the time, because I always wonder how I can grow a better bond with your parents, especially with anyone in general, because I feel like my parents, they're very in the old school style, because they were not originally from, you know, America. They're from Vietnam, and, you know, in my culture, or just in my household at least, they had different rules, I guess, and their parents were strict on them, so my grandparents. So my dad especially kind of raises me as like the way he grew up, and it's definitely more strict than like, I guess, what the norm in society is. And I think as being like the first, like, you know, kid, and also just being the oldest, and really like kind of setting my dad like the example of like a, you know, typical high schooler, I guess, it's kind of hard for him to like let me go on my own, kind of, even though I am like almost a senior in high school and stuff. It's kind of like he still has like attachment that I'm still like in middle school or elementary school, which is okay. You know, parents parent different way, and I feel like the best thing you could do is just to build trust with your parents. I think that trust is absolutely key to everything, and also communication, but also, you know, them having to understand you and you understanding why your parents are doing that. Because I know that a lot of people do talk back to their parents. I know I do on accident. And like sometimes you realize you're talking back and you're like not even in the right, and you just want to like, you know, defend yourself because you just don't want to get yelled at by your parents or whatever. But sometimes you just understand both point of views in the situation and why they're restricting you from doing this. But also make sure that it's a balance of both. Like if you feel like you're in the right and you have done nothing wrong and you just want to go out for dinner with your friends, or just like being able to go out and do something, then you should tell your parents that, because there's just like a minimum to everything. You know, too much of something's not good, and then like not getting enough of something is also not good. Now, another like kind of relationship question with teachers are like how to deal with them if they're out to get you. Now, I don't really know how I would deal with it, because I haven't like seen that happen in my area at least. But I would say that if teachers are like literally on your butt, you just need to tell them, because like they're getting paid to teach you and to, like, you know, help you learn and stuff. And I get it, you know, you respect older people and you respect your teacher because obviously, like, they're here to help you and all that stuff. But you can't just let them slide with everything, you know. If your teacher's automatically being rude to you or is, like, nitpicking on you in front of, like, the whole class or, like, you know, degrading you or putting you down, you need to step up and tell your teacher something or tell, like, higher admin. And if they don't care, then you tell them off again yourself, because it's not fair to be treated poorly by an adult. You know, you get the same respect that you give out, and I feel like that's, like, a big key to every single, like, relationship or, like, friendship or teachership or parents, whatever. Whatever you put out, you should receive the same energy back. So make sure you just, like, you know, tell them off, and if they don't listen, definitely tell, like, higher dean or whatever. Still on the parent route is how to react when you find your parents arguing. Now, for me, I am a person who hates to see it. So whenever my parents are arguing or, like, my dad and his girlfriend, I just like to, like, kind of stay in my room. And it's not because I'm scared, but it's just not a good scene. But I think the first thing I would do is, if you have younger siblings, kind of get them out of that room or just out of that area. And I'm not saying that, you know, you need to protect your younger siblings, but not in, like, not yourself, but it's not good to have younger, like, kids or just in general anyone seeing that, and it literally leaves a traumatizing mark in them. Like, I literally remember seeing my stepmom and my dad argue all the time, and it was just, like, so, like, traumatizing to see, and, like, letting my brother see that too. So I think the best thing you should do is just try to, like, get away from that room and, like, stay in your room, you know, do something with your siblings in their room, and just, like, kind of get out of that area, because most likely arguments turn into, like, getting yelled at, because, like, sometimes your parents might be arguing, and then, like, if you do something to annoy them, you'll be next to get yelled at, because they'll be like, oh my god, like, why are you interfering or whatever. So just wait till everyone cools down and just don't put yourself in it yet. Like, you know, if you get dragged into it, then you should, like, speak up and say something. Or if it gets to the point where, like, you see it, like, heading, like, south real quick, then you need to put your foot in it and, like, be that kid and be like, you know what, like, this is not good, like, I already see that where it's going. And sometimes people might call you interfering, but if you're here to, like, just protect everyone around you and to, like, you know, speak up for what you believe in, then don't ever feel guilty for doing that. Now, moving on into kind of more relationship and love stuff, a lot of people are asking me, what are your opinions on hookup culture? Now, I am not into hookups. I never been into it. I never have done it. I've never been through it. So I never, like, really experienced it myself. But, you know, I don't really have, like, a thought about it. I mean, I guess, like, it's up to you, you know, it's your body, your choice. Like, you should do whatever you feel good doing. And some people just aren't, you know, a relationship type of person and they just want to have fun. I would say the best thing is just to be careful and be safe. I think that diseases are just really scary and people don't really have that thought sometimes. And I just want you guys to be safe. So I have no negative because, you know what, it's not my life, it's their life. And if you choose to do what you want to do, then you do that. You know, I'm not here to judge you for it because my life is not perfect and I'm not perfect. So why would I judge others for doing something that, like, they enjoy doing? You know, some people have fun with it. I am just not the type of person because I have really big attachment issues, and I also am just, like, not into that kind of lifestyle, but I don't mind it. You know, you do you. Some of my friends, you know, they just, like, kind of have that life realm, if that makes sense, and that's fine with me. You know, you do whatever makes you happy. My big thing is when I tell my friends is just to be careful and be safe and make sure that you're doing it with the person that you trust too, because, you know, things happen, and I just want to speak on any of that stuff because it is kind of scary topics and stuff, but, you know, things do happen in life and it's scary. And yeah, just be careful with who you're with and make sure you always have your location on with someone. You know, be careful, be safe, and that's it. Another question is how to hang out with the guy you like, or any tips on it. So I would say, you know, be yourself. You shouldn't, like, front this, like, you know, image of, like, you being kind of different so then they could, like you more or be, like, kind of more subtle and cute. Just be yourself. Show them who you are as a person. Show them the real you. I know the first time I hung out with my boyfriend was, I think it was January, like, 11 or 12. I don't know how you guys, I don't know how I remember that exactly, but basically we went to Tropical Smoothie and we just chilled in the car after. Me and him, we just had this, like, really weird beginning, if that makes sense, because we met at a friend's house, and then, like, we just started, like, you know, flirting with each other, and then, like, yeah, you already know the kind of basics of that. But I remember hanging out with him, and then the second time I hung out with him, we actually had, like, our first kiss together, which is really cute. So yeah, you know, let the wind kind of guide you wherever. I know sometimes it can be super nerve-wracking. I remember when, before he picked me up, I was literally shaking my boots off, but it was good. So don't stress it, because it's supposed to be all natural and fun. You know, make sure that you're having fun. Make sure you feel safe and comfortable with him. And that's all that matters. Another question I received was, what is your opinion on pretty privilege? Now, I definitely do believe in it, and I just don't have the biggest look on it, but I would just say, if your favorite creator or influencer or friend or whatever is saying something wrong and saying something that, you know, shouldn't be said, and you just think they're so pretty and that's why you bow down to them, that's not right, you know? I agree. They could be super pretty, like top 10, you know, USA, whatever. But it's not okay to let someone speak on negative things or, you know, stand for something negative and just put others down just because they're pretty, you know? And you just give them that privilege and that pass because they're pretty. You know, you are pretty too, but I know if you would beat yourself up if you said something negative, and I think it's just not fair. And I don't know. I do believe in it though, because I definitely seen it on the internet and definitely on TikTok before. Not here to bash anyone though, because we're not trying to get on that drama side, but that's my opinion. It does exist. I've seen it before, and I hope it gets fixed, because it's just not fair. Just because someone's pretty, you let them slide with everything. Another question I received is, well, how do you feel about pro-choice? I am all about pro-choice. I believe it's your body, you do whatever you want to do. It's my body, I do whatever I want to do. No one should speak what you should do with your body. You do what you want to do, what makes you feel comfortable, what makes you feel happy. And it's my body, my choice, and it's your body, your choice. Then that's my opinion on pro-choice. When you guys actually asked me this, I would ask anything, but you always ask so much about us. By the way, how are you holding up? Finals, prom, a dress, hairstyle. I'm so excited for your prom limo. I've never been to one. I just want to say that you guys are so sweet for caring about me so much and asking how I'm doing. It really makes me so happy knowing that someone actually cares. But I would say I'm doing okay. You know, I think I'm kind of in a depressive stage, and I've been in the stage for a couple months now. I see myself, you know, sadder than usual, like, nowadays. I'm not really sure if it's only because I'm getting, like, my daily, monthly stuff, but I think I'm just, like, kind of in a negative mindset, and I know you guys haven't seen it much because I've, you know, kind of told you guys that, like, I'm trying to get back on Fatty Fluent because I genuinely love doing it, and I love, you know, producing episodes and being able to talk to you guys, but I have really been in a rough stage the past couple months. I'm trying to get better, and I am going to get better. I told myself yesterday, or a couple days ago, that I was gonna, like, you know, take a break on, like, just the way I'm, like, viewing the world, if that makes sense, because I'm the biggest overthinker you'll ever meet in your whole entire life, and I think it's what's draining me most, because, guys, overthinking is definitely, like, a silent killer, and I feel like I'm just slowly, like, killing my mind by thinking so negative of every single situation, and it's tiring, like, it's definitely exhausting to myself. But to move on to the more positive stuff, because I am looking forward to prom, I have a red dress. Me and my boyfriend are doing red. I'm very excited. You guys will definitely see all the pics coming up soon in a month, basically. Hairstyle, I think I'm gonna do my hair curled. I think my friend is gonna help me curl my hair because she has her prom the week before me, and I really wanna get my hair, like, kind of done, but I don't have the money right now because I am re-dyeing my hair in a couple weeks, guys, and I'm very excited because going back to blonde, guys, my roots have been coming in, and it's dark. It's dark on the top and blonde on the bottom. I just need my hair to be light again to feel like the me, like the true baddie in me. Finals, they were okay. I would say that, I mean, I passed all my classes. Definitely didn't have the highest grades I would like, but I'm trying to, you know, kind of come back this last quarter. Guys, school is ending in like 2 months, which means, you know, hot girl summer, a baddie fluent will be coming back really soon. But I just really cannot believe I'm becoming a senior next year. Like, I literally cannot believe I'm graduating in literally less than a year. And it literally scares me. Also, one of you guys asked me and DM'd me if I should do, like, a career path in college and all that stuff episode. That episode will be coming out next week because I actually wanted to do an episode like that. And I keep putting it on the side because I keep forgetting about, like, the actual idea. And I wanted to ask you guys, like, what do you guys wanted to hear from me? And then, like, also, like, do this Q&A to talk to you guys. But I'm doing okay, you know? I'm trying to get better. I'm trying to get better for myself, for my friends, my family. You know, you already know who, too. But, you know, I'm definitely in a very, like, good place at school. I mean, knock on wood. But yeah, other than that, you know, family's doing well. My mom is moving soon, which is kind of like, I think, the biggest change in my life, which I think is why I've been overthinking a lot, because just, like, not being able to see her as often, and I already don't see her enough because I do live with my dad. So I think it's also having, like, a toll on me. But yeah, I mean, my boyfriend's doing good. Yeah, I don't know. You guys, like, want a story about time about that? I mean, I could give you, like, a mini one. But he asked me out on April 6th, so I've been dating for, like, 2 weeks, which is kind of crazy. We talked for 3 months before that, and it made sense, though, because me and him literally met as like random strangers. So we were like friends and then became best friends and then all that stuff. But yeah, he is like my other person. So I definitely am very grateful for him. And I know you guys see him in my comments because one of you baddies actually replied to one of his like comments under my post and it was so cute. But yeah, he is a part of the Baddie Fluent community. He is Mr. Baddie Fluent as the title, actually. But I'm so grateful you guys are asking me how I'm doing. I love you guys so much for that. And I just want to say thank you again. Okay, a few more questions are shaving tips. Now, I don't know how I can give y'all shaving tips, you know, talking to y'all through a screen and not being able to show you guys what I mean. But I would say use those Venus razors that have like the soap bars on them. It actually helps so much and it goes on way more smoother than like getting like a razor that hasn't like, you know, that has not have those like soapy bar things. So definitely get one of those. I would say the EOS shaving cream is my favorite. Like, you know, those little eggs, they have it in like, you know, they make shaving creams too. It's so good. The raspberry one is my favorite scent. I would say Tree Hut for like a scrub or like exfoliator. Definitely body wash and baby oil after you shave to make it smooth and stuff, you know, moisturize. And make sure you're just shaving, like, correctly. Like, don't shave the opposite way your hair is growing because it will start itching and burning. Like, I'm not even gonna lie to y'all right now. Like, if people are in my school listening to this, whatever at this point. But definitely go on YouTube because you guys will definitely see, like, the whole, you know, memo of what I'm trying to say. But, yeah, go on YouTube for that. I can't really show you guys through the screen, but go on YouTube or TikTok and search, like, shaving tips. Now, this one is definitely could be very, like, triggering, so I just want to say trigger warning body image. Also, my bracelet is, like, jingling. It has, like, a jingle bell, and I can't take off my bracelet, so I'm sorry for that. But one of you guys asked me, do you have any tips on how to gain weight? Because I'm tired of people telling me I'm so skinny, people saying I wish I could be skinny as you, and, like, no, the fuck you don't. Now, I just want to say that you are beautiful, and everyone's beautiful, but I do understand that you're trying to gain weight, and I would say, I think eating more protein and just bulking more, like, eating more high-calorie food, I would say, like, that's how you gain weight. Like, you know, protein bars are a great way. Like, that one that has, like, 230 calories. Drinking a lot of protein shakes, like, the Ensures and stuff really help, like, Fairlife. And just, like, eating constantly will definitely help you to gain weight. I would just say eat more of that. And then don't eat, like, you know, the stuff that has nothing in it. Snack throughout your day. Make good meals. Make high-end protein meals. You know, get your chicken, your vegetables, your fruits in. Whatever you want to do. Also, when you guys ask me, like, what are some easy meals, I would say pasta with, like, anything is super easy. Or just, like, steam vegetables and then, like, rice and then protein is also a very easy meal. For desserts, I would say, like, anything could be easy. Like, fruits, even, like, dipped in chocolate could be, like, an easy dessert for you. I would say there's a lot of easy meals. Just go on, like, Pinterest. You definitely find some. Or there's this one TikToker, I cannot remember. I think her name is, like, Bria, and she makes, like, oatmeal bowls and, like, matcha. I don't know if you guys know her, but she has the easiest meals that she posts, and they actually taste so good. So, yeah, look on TikTok because you'll definitely find a lot of, like, good chefs on there. Now, the last question I am going to answer for today's episode is, what is your, you know, tips to save money but also get really good style? I would say make sure when you're shopping for the basics. You know, don't shop for what's trending now because I'm promising you it's not going to trend the next year. Like, I remember when the indie pleated skirts, like, Argyle sweater was trending and everyone wanted one, including myself, and I got them. And I never have touched that Argyle sweater since the trend. You know, some people do stick with the trends and they still wear it. And I'm not, like, saying that I, like, didn't want to wear it because it's dead. It's just, like, not my style. And I did it because I wanted to follow, like, you know, what was trending around me. But now I shop for, like, basics and neutrals, like, you know, cream colors, white, black, the more, like, brownish, like, mocha colors. Because I think those, like, fit my palette more and look the best on me. Some people are still, you know, in their own, like, little aesthetic, and that's totally fine. You know, everyone has different style, and it's, like, a piece of fabric, you know, like, don't let it control your life too much, but wear whatever you want to wear. I would say find dupes. Like, if you go on Aritzia and you find, like, a shirt that you really like, but it's cheaper on H&M, or, like, Zara, too, like, the dupes on, like, H&M, just go to H&M and get them. I know, like, some people want to get, like, you know, Aritzia, Zara for the name and the brand, but H&M has really good basics, and that's where I get most of my clothes from. It's either H&M or, I can't remember. Yeah, it's literally H&M, guys. I literally shop for most of my clothes there, and I just wear sweats and, like, hoodies all the time now because, you know, I'm just so lazy to get ready for school and, like, to look actually decent. But nowadays for summer or, like, the warmer weathers, I would definitely try to look better, but for now, I would say H&M has, like, the best basics. PacSun, Aerie has really good leggings. You know, I know Lululemon is super expensive, so definitely look at Aerie for, like, dupes of that. And yeah, that's what I want to say. I just want to say thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. I know it's a longer episode than usual, but I wanted to answer as much questions as I could. It is 30 minutes, which is crazy. I think it's like my longest episode on Batty Fluent. But I love you guys so much. I'll see y'all next week with the college talk and career talk, which I haven't talked about that in a while on Batty Fluent. The last time I did was I filmed that 1-800 chasing the bag with two of my best friends. I love you guys so much. And I just want to say thank you so much for all the support, bearing with me on my little vacation. And yeah, I'll see y'all next week. Stay safe. Be yourself. Be the Batty Fluent in you. And I love you guys. Bye.